All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com. All right, 97.1. Sully's got some football. We'll get back to the people momentarily. David, I know you're still catching a tan from vacation, but if you give a little customer service, I'm busting your chops. Relax. Listen to me. Sully, what football do you want to invade this show with?
You know what? I have an NFL one tomorrow, but since we're college football today, I got another national college one right now.
David's asleep. Here. He's still on break.
All right, so this is the, in honor of our Cash the Ticket podcast dropping on
Thursday. Radio.com, iTunes, get it, it's free.
This is, multiple articles, the best 2019 college football wagers, title bets, over-unders, and more. Let's start out with Clemson. One of the best bets is Clemson over 11.5 wins. Do you buy that?
Agree. They'll be favored by 17 in every game. They got A&M at home week two. They travel to Syracuse week three. That's their toughest road test and probably their toughest home game. If you get out 3-0, you probably cash the ticket. No pun intended.
There you go. Perfect.
Cash it.
All right. Texas Longhorns under 9 wins at plus 105.
I don't hate it. I don't love it. This would be one I would pass. I think that's right in the range. I'm not sure about what value you're getting there. Look, it's not. I'm not putting it past Tom Herman to be able to go out and put this thing together. And let's not forget Dicker the Kicker. They beat Oklahoma last year.
Yep.
Problem is, you probably got to go through them twice.
A few interesting over-unders here as well. Florida State over 7 wins.
I can't go there.
Okay.
I mean, I know Alex Horningbrook lost the QB competition. It's James Blackman. But, Mike, I can't go there with Willie Taggart. I think 7-5 is on that line. I'm not excited about that. I would pass.
Who wants pizza?
Michigan State Spartans.
Over.
Over 8 wins at minus 115.
Liked it at 7.5. A lot better. Told you it was the bet of the year.
A lot of places have it 8.5 right now.
Yeah, I told you it was the bet of the year, and people took advantage of it. You could do it, but most of the value's gone. But getting to 9 wins should be an absolute minimum for D'Antonio, so you could still take it, but you've missed your window.
So you moved the line yourself. I think that's what it is.
Yeah, right.
I mean, they listen to you, Mike.
Oh, yeah, Mike.
They listen to you, Mike.
All right, how about Mack Brown in North Carolina? They say one of the best bets is North Carolina Tar Heels under 5.5 wins.
Agree. Program is in total disarray. I don't believe in Mack Brown going home again. Yes, I'll give you an under there, and let me give you a bonus under. I don't know how on earth Indiana's over-under is 6 or 6.5. I would go under there as well.
Under. All right, well, let's close with this Big Ten over-under before they have some ridiculous Ohio Bobcat ones on here. We're not going to do those. Maryland Terrapins over 3.5 wins. Not asking much.
No. Boy, oh boy, over 3.5. Yeah, I'm apt to take it. Man, 4-8 is so bad. 3-9 is so bad. Looking at you, 2016 MSU. I would opt for over if you're forcing me to play it, but I have no interest in actually playing it.
Sorry.
And it has happened.
Best conference title bets. Starting with Oklahoma to win the Big 12 at minus 160, though.
Yep. Don't mind it. Anywhere south of minus 200, I'd still play that.
Okay. How about Georgia to win the SEC East? But you got to pay minus 230.
I think that one of the best bets after seeing Florida play, that's one of the best bets in America. I'll be shocked if Georgia doesn't represent the East in the SEC title game. Shocked.
And I'll tell you what, though. We're mentioning a lot of these big programs. This is an ESPN article. Ohio Bobcats for some action, getting a lot of love in this article. They list Ohio to win the MAC at minus 130. So
they still the fighting Soliches? Frank Solich has got to be 96 years old.
Is he still their coach?
Oh, my God. No way. Is he?
Mike, don't worry about it. We're not going to derail the segment for the Bobcats from Athens, Ohio.
Yeah, he is still their coach.
Oh, my God in heaven.
All right, best title bets at minus 500, though. This is really a best bet.
I'm not betting it.
Clemson to make the college football playoff.
No, no interest.
Even though they are kind of a lock.
I'll take them to win the ACC or take them to, hey, you know, over the win total, whatever. But, no, Mike, there's no value there.
Well, speaking of value, hey, there always has to be some sort of Michigan one on here, I guess. They list the best Heisman Trophy bet as Shea Patterson.
You know what, man? I'll be honest. If there's a Heisman contender in this mix, it's Rondell Moore. It's the running back from Wisconsin. I'm having a brain freeze. I don't see it with Shea. I'm sorry. 25-1 to what? Make it to New York or to win it?
That was to win the Heisman Trophy.
Listen, the only thing you'd get me to bet on with Shea, go ahead, maybe the media hype train pulls a Breezy Peppers 2.0. What are the odds to make it to New York with one of those fake invites?
Yeah, we'll have to see those ones.
I don't know.
Best game bet. This is a future one, but let's see if you have any early thoughts on it.
Nevada plus 10.5 against Purdue Friday
that's
night.
That's a recent one. That's coming up.
My bad. But that's cash the ticket Thursday.
The best game bet is Georgia Tech plus 25.5 against Georgia on November 30th.
How am I betting a game that's 4 months away?
I don't know why you'd really bet against Georgia at this point.
No, but how about I wait till the week of the game and I see who's even
playing? Here's why. They say this is a great situational game. Last year, Nebraska made a significant change on offense, and after averaging 23 points, the Huskers scoring climbed to 37. The Yellow Jackets are going through a rebuilding year, and like Nebraska, are altering their offense, and they'll be ready to go at the end of the season.
I may have some thoughts on Georgia Tech for you Thursday night.
Oh, we'll look forward to that.
When we hear that?
All right, so let's get a few more here. How about this? There's no odds here, but it's listed as the best combination to make the playoff. Alabama, Clemson, Oklahoma, Georgia.
Yeah. What about it?
That's listed as the statistical best combination based on all sorts of projections.
Sure,
to make
you're
it.
Betting all chalk. Did you have a point to that, or are you just telling me what the best combination?
No, I wanted to see if you would throw a different team into there.
No, I think it's very top-heavy in college football. I think if you could improve your odds, I think Oregon's an interesting choice. Now, you got a clear Auburn, but they got a superior quarterback and a superior O-line and an inferior conference. I think if Oregon could clear Auburn, they got a legitimate playoff shot.
All right, and let's go.
All right, good talk.
This is not odds here. Well, I just want to get a couple more
this guy. Throw another team in so I can ignore everything you just said.
Most underrated team this year is USC.
Your mom.
You agree with that at all?
No, I don't agree.
As an underrated team.
No, I don't agree with USC.
They also list Oregon as an extremely underrated team.
I agree with Oregon. I think Army's underrated. I think Michigan State's underrated. I think Iowa State is underrated. I got plenty of them.
All right, let's close with this.
How about Virginia being underrated? I think they could win 9 games.
There you go.
Touchdown, Lakers!
Couple bold predictions to end. Auburn will win 10 games, including a victory over Georgia or Alabama in Jordan Hare in November.
I'll pass. I'm on the opposite. I think Malzahn gets fired.
And this is a perfect one to end on. We always have to have an Urban Meyer question.
Oh, God.
Bold prediction via Dennis Dodd of CBS Sports. Urban Meyer will be the USC coach before Army and Navy kickoff.
Whoa. Oh, baby. They fire Helton on the plane like they did Lane Kiffin.
Woo! Yeah, I call it right now. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I'm down with it. I'm convinced Urban's going to Hollywood, and then he becomes the old man coach who wears the transition lenses.
Yeah.
Benito.
Absolutely.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.